I don't know about talking head, but I'm not playing with the little animation there. I want, these are some characters here. We take the, you know, when I look at videos and pictures of how teenagers and young people, especially today, look when they're out at night, you know, partying in clubs and here and there, and all their on the streets and in raves and whatever they are doing. How different they look from when we were in that age. Of course, we look different than when our parents did. But how it has gone, you know, we were pretty wild. There were the hippies and you could dress almost every way you wanted, and then punk came and even more so. And I think that at that time, somewhere around punk, then that kind of, how to say, I can do whatever I want and just look at me, point had already been reached. And after that, there was a kind of vacuum. They didn't know where shall we go now. And some they just thought, oh, we can go further, you know, we go down into the dungeons with all the gore core, or this, you know, growling and howling, and where music turns into something in youth culture too. That most people, they don't want to have anything to do with. So, but you know, that didn't really lead to up the, you know, the bright upgoing spiral. It was more like, this world is a hell, so let's go there, and you know, hell can't be a bad place to be. That kind of mood there. So, well, if that's where you want to be, then suit yourself. But then these other kids, I'm mainly talking about this big mass there of kids who used to follow Bowie or the Beatles, or the, well, then came Kiss, of course, AC/DC, I mean, all of those, and then they dress a certain way, look a certain way, and are, try to be in a certain way. How that, you know, especially with the ideas that you found there for a little while, at least among the hippies, it was leading to, you know, something brighter. And I think that's probably what you find there continuing into the New Age movement, which, you know, I don't know what to say about, but there's some place where those hippies are now, which is, I would say, sometimes pretty nice place and wise, or older and wise and all, but something there I think is worth looking at. But then, you know, I don't know. There are kids today who call themselves hippies, but are they, what have they picked up? Are they just picking up the word and then doing their own thing? And look at us, we are hippies, neo-hippies or whatever. Or are they just picking up, and I'm a little cynical here, but are they picking up the dress code and this and that, just as some did with the punks? Or the spirit behind it? That would be nice, if it's the spirit behind it. But then sometimes it looks like, if I should, you know, allow myself to be a grumpy old man here, when I look at the I'm not even inclined to call it progression, I'm not sure, or to speak revolution, but that kind of development that happened in America especially. And we are talking here about, you know, we had the Roman Empire, we had this empire, that empire, and they eventually
started collapsing, you know, under their own clay feet. And that collapse came, or was at least accompanied by decadence. You know, you have a bunch of people in some empire, you know, they are protected by their great military, and they are plundered other countries all over the world to get to become real rich, and now we are the best, you know, we are the demigods of the earth. And people live in those fine buildings, and they eat, they have so much fancy food to eat, you know, and life becomes about enjoying, sense enjoyment. But the thing is with sense enjoyment, and I realized that when I was 22, that it's kind of the same thing, you know, you eat or try this instead, or you have sex and try that girl instead, and so on, that kind of drug, or I don't know, maybe try that. It becomes, whatever you do, and that was what I realized when I was 20, 22, to enjoy the senses of this body, so to speak, and even of the mind, like music and art and all that, but mainly that physical enjoyment through the senses, it tends to, after a while, becoming like chewing the chewed, you know, it's like, okay, so I'm just gonna do these things in different variations. Different, you can say, cost levels for the rest of my life, and that's it. So I kind of set out and chose a completely different path in life, which I am so happy I did. Because I learned then that real happiness and meaningful life and all that comes from within, when you, it's from a different platform. Not depending on the, you know, the more money you have, the more expensive and fancy food you can eat, the more happy you'll be, and so on. The bigger house you live in, and the richer, you know, fine area you can live in, and all that. I don't remember where I started this. I'm just lying on my sofa and supposed to take a little nap. But here you have the old man. Maybe this is a little story in the POL or a talking head talking.